Now, what the next step is we're going to begin working on the satir categories. And the satir categories, as I mentioned, were things that Virginia noticed in interpersonal relations between people, especially in family relationships, because that's where she was primarily working. But we see these all over the place anytime there's groups of people interrelating. And people will take archetypical postures inside the context of that relationship. And this is what Virginia pointed out. And according to Virginia, the archetypical postures were not necessarily beneficial to the relationships. Virginia said from a therapeutic standpoint, the best position to take would be a leveler position, which is just telling it like it is. Leveler is a very symmetrical position. Archetypically, it would be with the hands going straight down like this, you know, kind of going down. So archetypically, it would look like that. And that's what you want. That's the position you use when you really want to level with somebody. Now, what happens is when you use this position, it adds strength and credence to the words that you have. And it will automatically create a specific emotional response inside the people that you're communicating with. Yeah. So if I say, ultimately, so like what Tony uses, I'll say, ultimately, there's one thing that determines the quality of your life. It comes down to the quality of the questions you ask yourself. Okay, if you want your message to go through and to be carried with strength, the leveler position is a really good position to use. Okay, and this one, by the way, for women, this one is extremely effective to use. I would use either the leveler position or blamer sometimes. It can be good for women. I'm talking about in the context of a group right now. So blamer or leveler or computer. Computer is where you're thinking of things, right? Computer, the stance for computer is... it's like the thinker. If you've ever seen the statue of the thinker, it's just like this. One arm, archetypically, it would be one arm folded across the bottom, one hand up like this. So this position, this posture for a woman would be a posture of strength as well. And it's a nice posture for whenever you're considering things or really thinking about things because it makes you look kind of intelligent, right? Postures that I would avoid if I was a woman, postures that I would avoid using are placator. Okay, archetypically, the placator is like this. Please, please, please. It's pleading. Okay, so I would avoid using open palm postures, and I would also avoid using distractor. Too much. You can use some distractor, but if you want to be taken seriously, especially in the business world, you're going to want to use more leveler, more blamer, or more computer for a woman. Now, you can use distractor. I mean, for example, when we're doing comedy or something like that, the best type of position to use distractor in is going to be comedy. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. You could use, like, some people say take the finger in, because what happens is if you put the finger out, sometimes people can get the inner response of, hey, you're pointing at me, or you're... I will actually use the blamer position, but sometimes I'll direct it a little upward if I really want to make a point. And what I'm telling you is what I'm telling you we need to do is to take action on this project. Or I'll use it, and I'll use it in an incongruent way. So I'll say, not incongruent, but I'll make sure that my words and the message I'm communicating say something different than the blamer response. So I'll say, now when you go out there and you empower yourself and you make your goals happen, don't blame me for your success. Right? I mean, you could if you wanted to. Right? So let's go over all the positions one by one. Yeah, that's right. So we've got the leveler position. Leveler position, archetypically, is with the hands coming down like this, crossing across the midsection, and the palms are down toward the ground. It's very symmetrical. So in terms of the weight on the feet, they're evenly distributed. They're about a little more in than shoulder width apart. And there's a lot of symmetry to the body. Okay, and it's just like this. And this is when you want to tell somebody the way it is. This is the way it is. Look, this is the way it is. Right, that's what the leveler position says. Next position that we have is the blamer position. Blamer position is, archetypically, you'd have, if you were to do it, and you were to look at the archetypical construction of the position, you'd have one leg forward and it would be like this. Now, I told you to do it this way, right? Now, this, once again, this is what Virginia Satir noticed inside families, is that one person would take this posture. Now, the posture could be taken verbally. You could hear it in somebody's language. So if somebody just started saying, now I told you to do it this way, that would be the blamer position. from an archetypical standpoint. But if you were to look at the structure of the position and what the classic position would look like, it would be like with one finger forward and one leg forward. It'd be like this. No, I told you to do it this way, right? So that's the blamer position. And that one can be used, once again, like I said, if you could use it for, and make the words not match the position, like have no anger on it, but say, now go out and, now I want you to go out and achieve your goals. And when you do it, don't blame your success on me. You know? So you can say it in a way of empowerment. It's kind of like the U.S. Army that says, I want you. You know? And that creates a very specific response inside somebody. Yeah? Just by moving your body, physiology. So now what we're doing is we're taking charge of that 55% of our physiology to control what's happening, the state of the audience. Now we can do this to varying degrees. This is one way to do it. So far we've got the leveler position. We've got the blamer position. We've got the placator position. Please, you know, please do your tests. You know, please let us certify you. You know, please do your test. So you can plead with them. Please do your test. The placator position? Sure. What you can do is use one position to deflect another position. So let's say you've got inside your audience, let's say you've got somebody using blamer position with you, like somebody, whether they're doing it physiologically or they're doing it through their language, blah, blah, and they start attacking, like a blamer position, you could use that to deflect. So, and what that does is it'll keep the audience with you while I don't want to say singling out that person, but what it'll do is it will make you look like the victim in terms of the entire audience, and it'll keep the audience with you rather than turning against you. So if you go like, well, no, I'm not saying that's the only way to do it. You know, or please, no, please, you got to do this. I'm begging you. You know? So that's there definitely are their uses, especially to deflect certain things. Somebody uses leveler position with you in their communication, and you go, please, come on. Please do this. Please do this for you, not for me. Please do this for you. That's actually a good stance to take sometimes for empowerment as well. Please, I'm begging you, do this for you. Don't do it for me. Do it for you. Yeah. So that can become very effective there. So that's the placating position. Now you could do it, if you went all the way into it, you could do it down on your knee. Now, by the way, you know who uses this? Is Zig Ziglar. You ever see Zig Ziglar's presentation where he's, Zig Ziglar will get down on his knee oftentimes for the audience. Like he'll come and he'll do half his presentation down here like this. He uses it a little less, like the traditional placator where the hands would be open and up. But he'll use it more for warmth and kind of a connection with the audience. So he'll come out like this, and he says, and he'll use kind of like a half placator. It's kind of, so what I'm saying is, and I want to connect with you in a way that maybe other people haven't connected before. Very sincere. He's open. He's like, he's opening himself up to that. So it wouldn't capture the placator exactly, but he uses it. And what it does is it adds multi-dimensions to his communication. Real effective. Real effective. Because you see, most people are doing presentations and they're standing up here talking monotone. So what we're doing, all these positions, what they're going to do is they're going to add multiple dimensions to what you're able to do in terms of your presentations and connecting with your audience so that people really get what you're saying. Yeah. So that would be the placator position. The next position would be the computer position. Computer is very symmetrical, and it's just like this. It's like the classic thinking position. This is a real good position for women as well because it's a position of strength. Right? Looks like, huh? Now I'll tell you an interesting story. I don't really know if you remember when the whole thing was going on with Clinton and they were doing the impeachment of Clinton. But on Larry King, I was watching one night, and they had Jonas Goldberg. Goldberg, is that his last name? Jonas Goldberg, the son of the woman that came out with Linda Tripp. She kind of brought it out into the limelight, the whole Linda Tripp thing. Jonas Goldberg came on, and he was amongst the people that were debating the whole Clinton thing at the time. And Tony Robbins was on there. And they were debating back and forth. And at one point, Jonas Goldberg made a pretty good point. And there was actually an interaction. There were about four or five people debating, but there was an interaction between him and Tony Robbins.